This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Hello to you. Welcome once again to another show. And I'm so excited this week because I'm going to do something different. One of the antidotes of stress is kindness. And I want to talk this week all about kindness to you, being kind to yourself, being kind to others. And let's first see, we are going to talk to an expert, of course, who is specialized in kindness. And that is Preet Dev, a beautiful lady that I'm going to talk about just now. But I first wanted to talk to you about the definition of kindness, because you and I, we might have a different view on this, because kindness has been defined, first of all, as the actions that you and I intend to benefit others, but it also might be defined as having or showing a friendly, generous, considerate nature and showing respect and concern. But it can also be the quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate, and the quality of being warm and approachable. Have you seen yourself as kind? Are you a person that is showing kindness in their life? Are you someone who prioritizes kindness? Because kindness can be called also generosity, affection, compassion, gentleness, goodwill, tenderness, understanding. There are so many words that you can describe kindness with. And some even have suggested that kindness should be distinguished from the acts of kindness or the behavior, because true kindness, the type of kindness that improves our well-being, comes from a desire to be kind. In fact, practicing kindness when you don't want to can make you feel obligated or even resentful. So that's why I'm saying that each person needs to define kindness in their own way. So what is kindness to you? We are going to talk about kindness the whole show. And if you want to increase your happiness and well-being, you need to start engaging in acts of kindness that feel right to you. It is so important that it feels right to you, that it is aligned with your values and needs. So it is important to choose kindness as one of your priorities in your life, because it's such a good way of stress management. Across many studies, kindness has been linked to greater well-being. So in a show where we talk often about stress, it is as important to talk about kindness as well. For example, research has looked at spending money on others as well as practicing random acts of kindness as two common ways that people can increase their happiness. So it's all about increasing your happiness, your well-being. And so everything that we can do to increase that, I want to talk to you about in this show. So today, we are going to talk about kindness with a beautiful lady, as I say, called Preet Dev. Now, Preet Dev is called the kindness curator. Now, if you hear her voice, if you see her shining, her energy, you can see why. She is the co-founder and CEO of Kindnamic and dedicated to transforming corporate culture through kindness. I think it's such a beautiful mission, because with decades of experience in technology, Preet really understands the importance of employee well-being. So Kindnamic is actually empowering the global community of ambassadors to spread kindness throughout major businesses. And they have platforms that create harmony between leadership and the workforce. So they are saying that Kindnamic can strengthen the heartbeat of your business through their expertise in cultivating a culture of kindness. So we're going to talk about kindness the whole show. And I'm very excited to present to you and to talk to Preet about it. I know Preet since about 5, 6 years ago. And I have to say, her energy has always touched me deeply. And I always knew that she was going to do something great in this world. And with her partner, Christian, who we might have one other day on the show, they are really doing a great job. So I'm going to leave you just now. And after the break, we will talk about kindness with Preet Dev.
Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, and as I said in the intro, I am so excited to do this interview today with a really special lady and someone that I actually met about 5 years ago, Preet. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I find it so exciting to speak to you today and see in 5 years' time how what you've realized and how far you've come. But can we first ask the question, what happened in your life that what was a stressful event in your life? Because I believe that you had a burnout and that you had a stressful period. Can you just tell us a little bit about that story?
Sure. I moved from India 20 plus years ago, and I found myself working in the corporate world, and I didn't know I was heavily dyslexic.
Oh, okay.
And dyspraxic also. And I always constantly place myself in a very stressful situations, like very competitive environments where people didn't, they just cared about themselves. Mm. And I didn't thrive in those environments. And I found myself finding an environment, a collaborative environment, only 5 years ago.
Wow.
And then I realized, oh, actually, I thrive in a collaborative, cooperative environment. And so, yeah, it took a very, very big toll on me, even the university. So after I quit my career in the corporate world in 2013,
yes,
I wasn't able to work. My body gave up on me and I was alone and I didn't know what to do. Mm. And my boss came to my house and said, well, you get very stressed at work. I think if you sign this document, then you can leave now and then you can come back when you. So that was that. And I remember signing this document. It was obviously resignation. I didn't know that's what signing. Mm. And I told myself, I think I'm going to be an entrepreneur. I don't know what that looks like, but I'm going to give it a try. So from there, I realized I was dyslexic. I loved learning because I was asking a lot of deep questions. I also had, at the same time I was working in the corporate world, I also had a lot of spiritual teachers.
Okay.
Every holidays I will travel on top of the mountain. In fact, a few times a year, every holiday I would spend with a different spiritual teacher.
Wow.
And I just wanted to be around them and understand meaning of life. Why are we here? Mm. And so from that, I already had very deep spiritual practices anyway, but I was working in a very competitive environment. And so what I was learning, and I was also studying a lot of leadership books like Stephen Covey, Peter yes. Drucker kind of thing. And and Napoleon Hill was my favorite. And so when I would go into the corporate world and I'm like, they don't say any of the words and everything I'm learning, how come in my office, nobody practices that? For this is normal to me. This is how I feel and think and do things. But it's totally the opposite in the world I play in, the
it's true.
Business and the, you know, corporate world game. So it was really a lot of confusion. And this weighed on me a lot, to a point where I couldn't move my hand on my own.
So total depletion.
Yeah. Yeah. Then after I found out I was dyslexic, I went to university. So I realized, fine, if my problem is learning and I love learning, then I'm going to go learn to learn.
Okay.
And I did first business degree. I think when I met you, yeah. I was under pressure because I was studying with all these young people and they were so like academic and so fast and like crude and a lot of different things. Like I was not. And then I placed myself on from corporate world, competitive environment into academia, which was not different.
No, I mean, that's the same actually. Really? That's yeah. interesting. Hey.
Yeah. So that didn't give me no comfort either, or find my where I'm supposed to be, but it made me a lot resilient. Really, really resilient and understand and have some structure in my brain. And only 5 years ago when I met a chairman of CEO Space.
Okay.
He grew up with Napoleon Hill. And his dad, actually, when this book was written, it was written in his house and he was a baby at that time. And his dad was hosting the table, and on the table was Jack Kennedy, Thomas Edison, Walt Disney, Zig Ziglar.
Wow.
And Napoleon Hill. Mm. And my mentor, Bernie Dorman, sat in Napoleon Hill's lap and called him Uncle Nappy.
Wow.
So basically his dad started the personal development industry movement.
Isn't that amazing how the universe has brought you from that non-collaborative, non-understanding, non-spiritual to a world where you suddenly have all the big guys, the big names, actually.
I think it's a sincere love for knowledge. So you attract. So I had so much sincere love for knowledge and people. And so that made me magnetized towards
yes.
great leaders. And so Bernie started something called CEO Space nearly 36 plus years ago. Unfortunately, we lost him a couple of years ago to COVID.
Oh, is it? Okay.
And so he created this movement about collaboration and cooperation, cooperate with other businesses. They created like a huge movement, funding great businesses. I think they funded something like more than $2 billion to
okay.
businesses.
Wow.
In their organization. So we have like 100,000 members. So I learned anew. I realized that where spiritual and business meets, right. there's a collaborative environment where we can all be kind to each other and and be, you are your own universe and I'm my own universe. And we can show up for each other and power up each other's universes. But we said, by saying that, when you're meditating, when we're creating, when we are in a creative space and a quiet space, in the flow, there's so many words to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
We are all one.
Yes.
Anyway, so kindness, that's why kindness is that most important value I see. That kindness is that glue which brings us together and join, because a non-collaborative, competitive environment is that like a broken software. It that feels that I have to be separate. I explain in another way. The people who think they are all up for themselves, it's like they feel they're like malignant cell who decides that I'm going to be on my own and I can do it. I'm fulfilled in my own thinking. And then it goes and collaborates with another malignant cell
yeah.
and forms a tumor.
So it's a toxicity. You could explain it like a really toxic something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I just want to say to the person listening and being interested in what you are doing, I have to say to you, especially, Preet, that when I met you, you were already to me, even if you were quite in a down spiral at that moment, like you said, you know, just 5 years ago, you were already to me an example of kindness. I have to say that because it is the truth. When you see you, when you see your glow, so talk a little bit about how kindness has become such a value and such a almost a purpose in your life to spread kindness in the world, isn't it?
Yes, yes. Think of like when something is broken, like I say it in this way. When I was little, my mom used to knit a lot, and all the children, because I was the eldest, my little siblings, they used to make her wool, you know, like this crush. You know, I don't know how to say it, but they just used to tangle with each other. So I would sit there, find a one spot, and then start to untangle it slowly, slowly. And I used to find that really fun to do that. And we didn't have any toys.
Oh, great.
It was one of the things I did. So my point is that kindness is that value.
Mm-hmm.
You pick that one strand and you can have handle on all the other values. I feel happiness is not a very worthy goal to go after. People say, I want to be happy. I want to be happy. Mm. It's not a worthy goal. You cannot be happy by acquiring things and just wanting being happy.
Mm.
What you can be happy is by being collaborative, being kind to yourself and others, and bring value, spiritual values, business values, creative values, all different things. And happiness is a gift that you get in return.
Yes, I agree. So could you say then, Preet, that an antidote for stress is start to being kind so that things come together in another way? Would that be?
Yeah, most definitely. And also when you're kind to others and they are more likely to then support you in whatever challenge, because we can be master of a lot of different things, but not all of them. So we're always going to rely on, so Stephen Covey said this perfectly, actually, in order for us to be interdependent, we do have to be independent first. So we have to be like self-reliant. And then that helps us to be then eligible or be capable to be supportive to others. So that is true. And then there's a journey of being kind, well, like small acts, and buying yourself a Gucci bag is not being kind to yourself. Making sure you had enough glasses of water today, hydrating yourself is kind.
It's kind. Oh, that's a beautiful one. I like that. Instead of buying yourself. Yeah, I see what you're saying. So it's kindness to your body, to your spirit, to your mind, to your. So it's that kind of kindness to yourself.
And if you're going to watch like all the media and watch movies which are only inflicting violence, that's not kind to yourself. When you're meditating and you watch, like, I love watching great inspiring movies. It's one of my like guilty pleasures, you can say.
True.
One of my friends, she's a therapist. She calls it Hollywood therapy. And so I love Hollywood therapy, and so it just helps me to see things differently, and I'm very involved in the movie. Like I can see that, how so my brain cells go like, you know, different connections. Then I can solve my problems differently. So all those things that you do for yourself, like which are nourishing you. So when you're nourishing yourself, then you have more to give to others.
Yeah, true. It's because filling your own cup first.
Sure. And but also it's okay in my eyes that if your cup is not 100% full yet, but you are in a process, you know how to do it.
Yes.
And sometimes it may go like very, if you can allow sometimes, if you're not awakened, you know, sometimes so many things happen and then it kind of weighs down on you and you forget to fill your own cup. So it's okay to tell your people, colleagues and friends who you trust, actually, my cup is empty right now. Yes. I need to nudge. And that's kind. Yeah. Because you're aware and something happened, whatever happened, and it weighed you down. And now you can replenish yourself. That's kind.
Is it setting boundaries to yes. others so that you are kind to yourself enough to set boundaries and say no to others?
You can say that, but it's I've read a lot about this setting boundaries. I feel it's more than that. It's about sharing your true self with others. Yes. So if today I feel like I'm not going to set boundaries. If you call me and say, "Pri, I something happened. I need you to be present," right? So if at that time, if my energy was not there, I get energy. I push myself to show up for somebody I care.
Right?
You gain the energy because you matter to me. Right. So you show up for each other in that way. So, but if I say, no, today I'm not feeling up for it. I'm like depleted, you know, sorry. How is that kind? Mm. So, but you get energy. You don't.
I see what you're saying.
Generate energy by being kind. So the decision is a lifestyle.
It's true. So how did you and your partner, Christian, how did you, because you are co-founder, did you come to co-found Kindnamic? Tell us a little bit, because it's such a beautiful initiative. It's such a powerful thing.
Thank you. Me and Christian had been together for 5 years, similar as just before we met you, we got together and we wanted to do something in spiritual values, bring that into the world. And we tried different ways. And we thought it was integrity for a very long time. I was trying to write a book about it. And every time I was interviewed or I was interviewing somebody else, I was only talked about integrity. That was my prime value. I was like looking into integrity in politics, integrity in business, integrity in friendship. How does that look like and feel like and taste like, and how can it elevate our lives? And then last year, in January, February, I think it was, one of my mentors challenged me and said, "Pri, actually, you are the queen of kindness. This is what you need to be focused."
I agree.
Thank you. And then we came home. First, I was like, I wasn't sure. And then I came home that day and me and Christian ended up creating a kindness game. Which basically in the boardroom, you know, people who are, I wouldn't say I'm a weak-hearted person. I would say I'm a gentle-hearted person.
Yes.
So if I'm in the boardroom, people say very harsh words, it affects me.
Mm.
Because the languaging doesn't suit my personality. Mm. And if my colleagues actually want to get the best out of me, they need to be careful of that. Because if they're not, they don't get the benefit of me being my creativity, my genius that I have, and I can bring a lot on the table. So,
because without that, you don't have a real connection, a good connection? Is it about connection as well or not?
It curls my heart inside.
Okay.
It doesn't let me open my heart.
Yeah, so you go in contraction.
So when I'm in a cooperative environment, it just, my heart is open. I can always be myself. My intellect is fully connected, engaged, and it's more connection with myself. I lose when I'm in a competitive environment. And I think it might be true for a lot of people. Maybe they haven't been able to identify that yet. And so we realized, we created this boardroom game where corporate leaders can play with each other, so they can use synonyms and we create like ambassador of kindness into the team. That was the first thing came up. But then we also realized we had created several other technologies that we were going to build before even last year. They all sat under this kindness value. And we were thinking, okay, we got like 10 products, 12 products, two games. And so we also ended up creating like Monopoly to Kindopoly.
Oh, that's exciting.
So like, you know, rather than extraction game, you're bringing like contribution game. How do we bring value to others?
Oh, great.
And, so that kind of games and creating superheroes, me and Christian picked up a deck of cards called Villains by Disney. I was like, why on earth Disney would create this game teaching children how to be villains to each other?
It's true.
We not only corporate world, we also created some games for children as well. And they can solve the, you know, the sustainable development goals and play games like that. So we can actually do something constructive with our time rather than, I said to my nephew the other day that I'm very concerned about you, that you play these games and it's going to affect your mind. Because Marcy, I only play in my game. I kill zombies and no blood comes out. So I'm okay. So
wow,
really super concerned about children as well, right? And anyway, so we created a lot of games for the corporate world. And then we thought, what brand do we give to this entity?
Yeah, concept. And, yeah.
Right. And we thought, okay, kind, it has to have a word kind in it, of course, and dynamic movements of kindness. We came up with several names and they weren't available, but this one was the best one anyway. So we created dynamic movements of kindness, kindness, okay, kynamic.
Yeah.
So we took the Y out.
And it's beautiful.
Kin being the family and then DNA of humanity is kind. And then MIC, the amplifying the voices.
Oh, beautiful.
That are kind voices. So we can make our world a better place. Like Gandhiji said, create the world you want to change, that you want to see in the world. So that's how it started.
And why is kindness so important to you or to anyone else? Why kindness?
Yeah. It could be other values for other people. For me, kindness is important because you have to anchor yourself in something.
In
order to grow, you have to, like, in order to thrive, you have to be anchored. I learned in a very early on in my spiritual journey that a lot of people like Robbie Williams, they super, super, super successful, but are so unhappy inside. How did that occur? So I realized that more out you go, you have to be more deeper
inside. That's beautifully said.
Yeah. And then you have to anchor yourself in something that really is meaningful to you, is worthwhile your time and your energy. So kindness became that value for me, that
beautiful.
The rest of my life, that's my journey. And why not? Like, it doesn't cost me anything. It's something so small, like just sharing with each other, like, oh, and to be honest, it reflects back to me. I receive more kindness. Just one day we were at this lecture and this author had written a book on kindness and, but it was more mechanical from the head, not from the heart. But anyway, I was in this lecture and from the room where the room was in the toilet in this university, washroom was, it was quite far. And within like 7 minutes walk, I had about seven people showing kindness to me.
Wow.
Somebody held door for me and it was raining really badly. It was a huge campus. And they said, showed the umbrella to me. Somebody held the door and showed me where the washrooms were. And in the bathroom when I was in there, they said, oh, do you have a tissue? Let me give it to you. Something like, it was crazy.
Beautiful. But isn't that how it works? The energy we give out comes back like a boomerang tenfold. I mean,
it's a law.
It's a law of energy.
Yeah. It comes, whatever we give, it has to come back to you. So
yes.
When you understand that. So people who are always wanted to keep things to themselves, I can say it in this way. We only get to keep what you give away.
Oh, yes.
That's a law.
Yeah.
So we willingly share with others. That's only, it's a catch 22. You know, people think, oh, I, it's mine. I have to keep this. And so that's a short-term thinking and it's coming out of fear. But when you understand your spiritual when we see ourselves as a spiritual entity, as an infinite being, there's no fear of sharing.
Is there a quote that you live by? Is there a something that you say? I mean, the fact of creating and founding Kindnamic is already, you know, a big thing. But is there a you and Christian, or you for yourself, even coming out of that stressful, you know, being dyslexic and all that? Is there a quote that you stand by that you've integrated in your life that has become something important?
About kindness, where the kindness reigns.
Yes, you like can where, you can choose.
Yeah, kindness. Yeah, you can. It's a lifestyle. You can choose that. This is the way I'm going to live. And when we fill our hearts so much, and some people say, when I was in the spiritual community, a lot of people still were living in like a worldly world type thing. They hadn't inherited those spiritual values. They were they were there for a social club rather than and I was always there because I wanted to learn how to be the best version of myself. And so this one particular person I remember, she's like, oh, it's about other people taking you for granted. If you show kindness and you open your heart, they can attack you and they can, you know, so she said, it's about that. So you have to fight back. And I was like, I always remembered that. And I thought, because your heart is so full, and if you give a little bit away, and so what? Mm. You have so much more to give. You can produce more. That's your gift.
Isn't it a life force? To me, it sounds like a life force. The kindness, you know, it's unlimited. I mean, there's no limit in it.
No
in kindness.
No, because end of the day, when before you took the avatar of Daniel and I took the Daniela and I took the avatar of Preet, what were we? We were pieces of consciousness.
True.
And we were all connected. And now we play this game called life in this earth plane. And we need to, the happiness that we're looking for, it can come to us by togetherness.
Beautiful.
So kindness is that value. That's why kindness is the formula that I feel is the most important value. And it reminds us that we are all one.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for that. The time goes by so fast, Preet. Is there anything you can add to this? Any advice or any tip or any info on Kindnamic or anything that people who are listening and who are inspired are can reach you or can do something with or anything?
Sure. I think businesses have the opportunity to be force for good, and leadership is an opportunity for greatness.
I agree.
And business leaders, the reason we are geared towards corporate world, because business leaders, I don't know how this happened and why this happened, but became like, we heard about this very big airline. I wouldn't name them because for whatever reason, but all the leaders, corporate leaders, took 10%, gave 10% pay cut across the board to save the company when the pandemic happened. And then very conveniently reinstated their own pay and forgot about their people. And obviously people were striking, and there's strikes happening all over the world. Why? Because their leaders, their business leaders are being really unfair to them.
Yes.
And there's a lack of trust. So if business leaders were to look at kindness, you know, we have people like Ratan Tata and Bobby. We have a great organization in the US called Bob Ray Miller. run by Bob Chapman, run by Bob Chapman. He inherited a loss-making engineering company and made into a multi-billion dollar company by showing caring. And caring is another arm of kindness.
Yes.
And I, in fact, think that is caring is a child of kindness. It's all the other values I see as a children of kindness. Mm. So there are so many leaders who've given us examples that by being kind to your people is not going to make you. So this organization I'm talking about, who took 10% pay cut and reinstated their pay, for a very short time, they became 10% rich in their bank, perhaps. But very, very short time, very quickly, they became more poorer, 100% poorer in their soul. And then more poorer in their banks, because when people are striking, they're having so much losses and so much chaos. And so they think of very short term benefit.
Yeah.
So my whole life is now dedicated to bring kindness into corporate world. And that's where we're starting from. But then governments and individuals. So wherever you work, so my wish or my advice or my dream would be to people will think of kindness to bring wherever you are in your journey, at your home. Bob Chapman even said that when businesses treat their people kindly at work, they are going to be showing more kindness to their children and their families.
Of course.
At home.
Of course.
And so it's a whole...
It's a ripple effect. Hmm.
All correlated. And so I'm just asking everybody that show kindness. And if you're a business leader, please, bring kindness to your workplace, and then so we can make a better world for the coming generations.
Oh, thank you for that. I'm going to close the interview with that, because isn't that what it's all about? That we put that little stone in the water and it has a ripple effect. It's circles, circles, circles everywhere. I really trust that we have inspired so many people today with this conversation, because I totally agree that kindness is one of our biggest values that we need in the world. We need it, Preet. So thank you so much for being you, for being an exceptional human being, and such a kind, kind human being that I really have appreciated from the moment I met you. So thank you for this conversation, and I will come back to the listener just now after this little break.
Thank you. Thank you. Good wishes.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Yes, thank you for coming back to me and listening in again. I am your host, Danielle Sachs, and we are talking today about kindness. And it is absolutely important to choose kindness. It is a conscious choice that you do. And Preet was really explaining to us in a beautiful way why kindness is important and how it can really affect your well-being, how it strengthens your relationships, your productivity, your empathy and trust, all these things. And it was interesting that she was talking about books of like Stephen Covey and Napoleon Hill, all great authors who really talk about things like kindness as much as they talk about leadership and anything else. So kindness is actually something that we underestimate. It's often something that we have forgotten. And when Preet was saying to be kind to yourself and stop watching violence, that was something that really stays with me, because we are often so kind to others, but we also forget to be kind to ourselves. So, for example, like she said, stop watching violence because it's something, it's like a sharp knife, she said, on your consciousness. And it's true. We have to do with violence all day long if we want to, if we watch the news, if we watch on the screen, if we watch science fiction movies, violent movies. And it's the question is that kind to your soul? So she talked about how you need to be anchored to, you know, to really act in kindness. And the more out you go, the deeper you have to go inside. And I cannot agree more with that. We only get to keep what we give away. And that is how we can burst our fear, how we can conquer our fear. And when she talked about kindness as being a lifestyle, I really appreciate that. It's like authenticity can be a lifestyle. It's about compassion can be a lifestyle. Integrity can be a lifestyle. So there are so many practical values that we need to install in our lives. And you this week have had a beautiful conversation between Preeta and myself around kindness, how you beat stress with kindness. And I'm going to just end this show with a few quotes that I really, really want to add onto this interview, because there's a beautiful quote of Lao Tzu that says, kindness in words creates confidence, kindness in thinking creates profoundness, and kindness in giving creates love. So that is how important kindness is to you and to me. So that maybe motivates you to start reflecting on the concept of kindness. And Lady Gaga, to go into the modern world, in the current situations, Lady Gaga has a quote that has to do with kindness, and it goes like this. I've been searching ways to heal myself, and I found that kindness is the best way. Now, that's what I was talking about it's not just about being kind to others. It's also about being kind to yourself. So I'm going to ask you here, how can you be more kind to yourself in the coming days, in the coming week? What can you do in your life to be kind to yourself? Is it stopping watching violence? Is it stopping putting sugar in your body or alcohol in your body? Is it stop sitting at the screen the whole day and not going into nature? So there's a lot of things that we can talk about when we talk about being kind to yourself. And I leave it up to you. And I trust that this week you've had a few insights, a few reflections, a few strategies or tips on how to be kind to yourself, and how important it also is to be kind to others, because that heals you too. So I will see you next week. Bye-bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.